Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Marty Smith, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association here in Denver. Back with Marty in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Next couple of days, we're in Denver at the National Cattlemen Beef Association Summer Business Meeting going on at the Gaylord out by the airport. Marty Smith is the president this year of NCBA. He's a Florida cow-calf operator, and he says he and the leadership team put their heads together and said, yep, we want to meet face-to-face.
We did. We have, like everybody else, we have worked as best we could with technology, with virtual meetings. But what we have observed and what we face with this is we face a lot of very difficult issues, you know, quite a divergence of opinions, is that with virtual meetings, it gave everybody an opportunity to voice their positions, but that's all we had was posturing and position. We as an industry, as an organization, really as part of our own culture, we're so used to making our deals in person and looking the other guy in the eye, and felt like that if we're going to make any progress here, we're going to have to step up. And, you know, we made this call a month or so ago when things maybe looked a little bit better than what they look today. At the same time, we see a lot of other things starting to open back up, and hopefully we'll all take the precautions necessary to make this a safe meeting. But we really felt the necessity of bringing our folks together. Let's focus on the issues and let's iron out some of the issues that we have to decide.
Tell me about those things that you see as priorities that really have got to be grappled with, you know, face to face.
The one that everybody is talking about now is, of course, live cattle marketing. This has been an issue that's been around not just for years, but for the entire existence of a cattleman's organization. You know, we face a very limited number of packers and packing plants, and we saw it last year with the Holcomb fire and what it did to shut down a major part of our industry. But then the COVID deal just hit us that much worse and that much harder, as the plants couldn't get employees in to process cattle. We were seeing governments shutting down plants. That led to this huge divergence in the price of box beef, what people were paying for it at the grocery stores, and what we as ranchers are receiving for our cattle. And so we had already, before any of this happened, had appointed a working group to really look into it. That was done 6 months before any of this broke. We've got some resolutions from various state entities. That's how we work. We get our resolutions from our state affiliates, and we've got some differences of opinion to work through with this.
Another item to discuss, the coronavirus food assistance program monies that have gone out to the cattle industry, more still needed, and NCBA, a key player in getting those initial dollars to cattle producers out there.
We were front and center. We were the organization that really stepped up and went to the government. In fact, I, in my role as president, sent a letter to President Trump back in March as this thing was really starting to hit us, asking for a lot of different things, but alerting him to the problems that we faced. We sent that letter also to Secretary Sonny Perdue. And here's the thing with that. Within 6 hours, we had received a phone call from the White House. I was then able to have a conference call with the president and then another conference call with Vice President Pence. And another meeting then with Secretary Perdue. With that, we got Congress to act very quickly. We got USDA to put together a program very quickly. I gotta say, it's not a perfect program by any means. USDA has not been in the business of really handling cattle matters that much, particularly payments. But we got that accomplished. That April 15th cutoff date was very arbitrary and, you know, doesn't make a lot of sense. We've gone back to Congress to try to fix that. We're working, our Washington staff, working every day on that. And we are seeking some additional CFAP-type funding for the industry. I'm optimistic that we can get that done before the election.
Cattle industry president Marty Smith, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
The OCA Ranch Rodeo is coming up on August 21st and 22nd at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. This event features 12 historic Oklahoma ranch teams in head-to-head competition for bruises and bragging rights. Chairman of the rodeo, Weston Givens, says this is cowboys helping kids.
It's a ranch rodeo with a cause. You know, you can go find ranch rodeos to go to around the state, but there's a lot of things special about this ranch rodeo. What we do with the money generated, and we give that money to the Children's Miracle Network.
Tickets to the ranch rodeo are available online at OK Cattleman.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.